Traveling Jack, a new ZBS adventure series starring that accidental cosmic tourist, Jack Flanders. When Jack Flanders and Mojo Sam drove out to the abandoned banana plantation where Amy lived as a child, they found the old hacienda was still standing. It was there that Jack saw a woman who he thought was Amy, except that she did not know who Jack was. And when she started to back away, hurrying down a path through the trees and into the jungle, he heard Mojo behind him. But when he turned back, there was a white light hovering right where he'd last seen Amy. It's now early evening. They are at Mojo's charming little bungalow above the sea. And now, the strange conclusion of Dreams of the Blue Morpho.
Well, Amy was with Nina all day, just like she said.
Yeah, so where does that leave us?
Did you notice how the light was different?
When?
When we were at the plantation. Did you see the way it was pulsating?
Yeah, so?
Have you seen it do that before?
No, not in the same way. But why?
Because the light is changing.
It's a quiet night at Senor Frog's. In the background, we can hear Mojo doing his thing, tickling those plastic ivories.
Jack? Don't give up on me.
Amy, what do you remember about your father?
Well, he was kind to me. He took care of me. What do you want to know?
Well, what about his friends? I mean, when you were living in Costa Rica, who were your father's friends?
The only ones I remember were company people, you know, the banana people, but I don't know who they were.
What about at home? You must have had servants.
Of course.
Well, was there anyone that you were particularly close to?
There was Maria and Jose.
Yeah?
They were there as long as I can remember.
Do you know where they are now?
Maria passed on years ago. And back then, Jose was getting on.
Well, did they have a family?
They had a boy around my age, and sometimes they'd bring him... No, wait a minute. They had a little house on the plantation. So maybe it was their grandchild? Miguel... No, his name wasn't Miguel. He had a funny name. He was named after a cat.
Cat? You mean, like, Felix?
That's it! Felix Rodriguez.
Well, I wonder how many Rodriguezes there are in Costa Rica.
A couple.
Well, at least it's a start.
You want to find Felix?
Yeah.
How will you do that?
Well, I can ask Nina to talk to people who still live near the plantation. Who knows? Maybe we'll get lucky.
That'd be a change.
It's late at night. Half the world is asleep. The other half is out prowling, or howling.
What the heck is that? Those howler monkeys. What time is it? Oh, it's 3:15. Why am I awake? Well, Jack, it's because you got up at 3 a.m. last night. If there's a law against shooting monkeys here. Probably. Well, I can make myself some coffee, I guess, so if I do get back to sleep when I wake up, I'll hit the floor running. The door to Amy's room is open. Is she in there? Amy? Amy? Maybe she went outside to throw rocks at that damn thing.
The moon is up, full and bright, as Jack makes his way down the steps and out onto the beach. He can see footprints in the wet sand.
Tide is out. It looks like she walked toward the rocks over there. Looks like she's headed toward Cathedral Point. Uh-oh. I think the tide is turning. It's beginning to creep back in. I better hurry up. I don't want to get trapped on the ocean side of these rocks. The tide's really coming in now. Beginning to wipe out her tracks. I better scramble up these rocks before I end up getting battered against them. There's another beach over here. A little sandy crescent beach. There she is. And I see the light. Yeah, the light Fandango. I wonder, does the light see me? Ocho was right. The light is different. It's changing shape as it pulsates. It's hovering right in front of her. Did she follow it here? Is she in a trance? I can't tell. I'm not going to disturb her, though. I'll just let her be. It's interesting the way it pulsates. Mojo may be right. May be a code. Could be sending a message. She could be receiving it on some subliminal level. It's hard to stay awake. Is it because of the light? Why don't I just sit down on the sand here and watch the light do its fandango?
I guess I'll just sit here and wait.
The warm night, the soft breeze, the gentle waves, the rhythmic pulsating of the light, and Jack gradually drifts off. If he has any dreams, he doesn't remember.
Jack? Good morning.
Why?
Did you sleep well?
Oh, that light. Where did that sun come from?
From out of the ocean.
I don't suppose you could turn it down a little.
It's morning.
I like this mattress.
Why are you here?
Oh, I like to spend moonlit nights stretched out on the cool sand, except this sand is starting to get hot.
You followed me?
No, just your footprints. You happen to have a cup of coffee on you?
Well, there's a cantina back there. They'll be opening in a couple of hours.
Oh, great. Well, I remember I followed your footprints, and I found you sitting here staring at the light.
What happened?
What happened to me?
Mm-hmm.
I fell asleep. What happened to you?
I think I met myself.
Where? In the light?
Yes.
You mean the light turned into you?
No, but I had a conversation with myself.
Yeah?
I saw that I wasn't who I thought I was.
Well, who were you? Who are you?
I lived in France and Brazil and Mexico, and now I live here. Mm-hmm.
But didn't you actually live in those countries?
Not all of them, no.
This wasn't a past life thing.
No, it's another life.
You mean a life that's happening parallel to this one?
I think so.
And what exactly is this light fandango?
I think it's something that moves back and forth between my two selves.
So you also exist on a parallel dimension?
No, I didn't say that.
Are you saying that you have another self somewhere here in Costa Rica?
Yes. Jack, do you think that's who you saw?
At the plantation? Well, she sure looked like you.
I want to go back there with you.
Okay, but first, I want to take a bath.
Well, there's your tub.
Okay, I guess I'll go rub-a-dub-dub.